RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from that three-minute sponsors break, with Easter next Sunday and Passover beginning later this week, as we move on from our National Communal Forum last segment, well, it is time to travel the world from your own kitchen. Chef Joanne Weir is about to check in as we reconnect with her, and she's going to share a recipe that fits nicely for Easter, as it seems to say spring to us. Well, before we get to that, folks, we're sponsored by HelloFresh.com/Carrie.
And with spring here, we're eager for you all to start digging into new flavors from HelloFresh.com/Carrie. Not only do they deliver great tasting recipes right to your door, their new dietitian win options under 700 calories make it easier to stay on track with daily wellness goals. If you're looking to power up with protein, simply choose from new protein smart recipes featuring 30 grams or more of protein, like one pot pork and bean chili or creamy Dijon dill chicken. Yum.
There's some recipes right there, I guess. Folks, if you want to also eat well without the hassle, this is a terrific service for you. They deliver pre-portioned ingredients that cut down on prep time and food waste, plus they save you extra trips to the grocery store. Sign up today, save 60%, plus get free shipping with code Carrie at HelloFresh.com/Carrie. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
As we move into today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, we've invited award-winning fourth-generation professional chef, cookbook author, TV host, and international cooking teacher Joanne Weir back to the program. Off to the San Francisco area we now go on that show hotline.
Well, hello, Joanne. Nice to reconnect with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
So nice to talk to you again.
Well, great to hear your voice today, for sure. And I do want to remind everybody, you know, get those pens and paper out, because Joanne is going to be sharing a recipe with us for Easter in just a few minutes. But, Joanne, listen, last time we spoke, a little more than 2 years ago during our live March 6, 2021 broadcast, most of the world was still experiencing shutdowns. I recall you had, I think it was about 25% indoor seating capacity at your Sausalito area restaurant, Copita. Thankfully, a lot has changed, but we've actually heard you've got a new restaurant that's coming in San Jose. Is that correct?
Yes, number two. I can't believe it either. You know, the first restaurant, 1,700 square feet. The new one, it is 6,100 square feet with a rooftop bar. So it's going to be an amazing restaurant. So we're in design phase right now. Not design phase, sorry. We're in construction.
Okay.
And what's it going to be called?
It will be the same, Copita.
Copita, great, okay.
Excellent.
And we have gotten so much press already. We brought a chef in from Mexico City, a very well-known chef, and he and I are working together right now on recipes and testing and putting everything together. So I'm excited about it.
Well, congratulations. That is definitely exciting.
Thank
you. And speaking, Joanne, of other new things, I saw that you were in Sonoma, one of my favorite destinations in the world, last week for their International Film Festival. And I think you have a new TV show coming, something about wine and cooking. That's a great combo. So can you give us a sneak peek?
Sure. You know, this is called Joanne Weir's Wine Country Cooking, which is funny. I started doing my first filming in wine country 22 years ago, which is amazing. I've been on continuously for 22 years, which shocks me. And this will be shot all in the wine country. And it's about the people's passion for what they do, whether they're bread makers, winemakers, farmers. And it will be cooking with them, hearing their story, how they got into it, what they love about it, and then cooking with them and then sitting at the table, sharing with them. And you know, I have a story that I always tell, but I want to hear everybody else's. So it's really about their personalities. So I'm very excited about this series.
And give the
It'll
name
be,
again.
It'll air next year.
Give the name again of the new series.
Joanne Weir's Wine Country Cooking.
Yes, all right, well, we'll have to talk to you again next year when this comes out. Really looking forward to that. All right, now it's time for the recipe. Since you are in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen, and it is spring, we have Easter coming next weekend. So we're going to post the full recipe for all of our listeners on our show website as well as our Facebook channel. So don't worry if you guys, we're not going to get into all specific ingredients, but you did bring something very special. So why don't you share what you have for us?
You know, this is simplest recipe, and I think people think it's so difficult to make, but it's panna cotta, which is an Italian dessert, and it translates to cooked cream. It's made with cream and milk, and it's like a custard, but I'm scenting this or flavoring this with a little bit of lemon. You can just use regular lemons you find in the grocery store, or if you can get Meyer lemons, those are a little sweeter, that's good too. And it's wonderful. I'm serving that with a little strawberry compote. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the best thing about this is you can make it a few days in advance. So So you can just leave it in your refrigerator. When you're ready to serve it, you bring it out and take it out of the molds and put the strawberry compote around the outside. It's delicious.
Well, and it presents light beautifully. The photos will be going up on social media. It looks beautiful. I love that you can make it ahead of time.
Yeah, well, let's think
fantastic
about this. I mean, yes. Meyer lemon panna cotta with strawberries.
Strawberries. Yum.
That is,
I know, right?
Delicious.
Oh, it is. It's perfect for spring.
Yeah. Love it.
All right, so that is the recipe, folks, and we certainly would love for you to email us your thoughts if you do make the recipe once you get it, and we will share those with Joanne. Since we do have you here, Joanne, and this on the show, it's all things travel, I want to talk about some of your travels. As we know, you know, your tours have started back up, and from what we see, there's a lot of travel in 2023 ahead for you with Sicily and Spain and Morocco and France and Portugal, actually where we're going to be with AMA Waterways this July on the Douro River. So how much are you enjoying being back out there and traveling and cooking with people again?
I don't even know if I can tell you how much. I'm so excited to be traveling again. I leave in about 5 days and I'm just, you know, I appreciate more. That's all I can say. It's like, you know, being out there on the road and just being with my groups and my students in these beautiful locations. I love it. You know, it's my favorite thing that I do anyway. But, you know, to spend a week with people cooking and going on excursions, it's just, I don't know, I appreciate it. That's all I can say. Just, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just so special to be back there, you know, and I don't think I'm ever going to take it for granted again.
No,
I agree with you. I think we all can say the same. We have a whole different appreciation for everything in our life, but particularly
right
also when we travel and we're leaving our homes.
And it's sometimes,
about the
listen, it's the little things. You know, we all know who, when we travel regularly, travel at times, there's a lot of agita associated with it. But at the same time, I mean, just the little things that we're now just being back out there and enjoying, and we do have a greater appreciation for.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like you're involved with. How many people on average do you have on these tours with you?
So I usually take about 15 or 16.
Okay. That's good size.
And so finding locations, like the location I'm using in Portugal is this beautiful palace. This is my first time using it. It's gorgeous in Sintra. I'm sure you know it. It's a World Heritage site. Mm-hmm. The whole town is. In this palace is over the top. And I'm very excited about that tour. And then also I'll be in Marrakesh. And there I also have a beautiful place that I'm mm-hmm using. And what I love is it's cooking, yes, and it's hands-on cooking classes, but we also go on excursions. And, you know, it's funny. I could go to a place 5 times, and each time I learn something, and I can go back again and again and again. But I've been doing these also for 20 years, and you know, every single time I learn something new, and I've made these great relationships with people. So we get to do things that are special and not necessarily things you find in travel books. And I'm sure that's what you do also.
Well, we can hear your enthusiasm.
Same
thing.
I think that's what's special about your tours. And I know from past conversations how passionate you are. You just mentioned it, Marrakesh, Morocco. And I know you're passionate about Italy. Who isn't? I could go to Italy every year and never get sick of it. Is there another area or a destination that you're finding particularly interesting, sort of unique inspiration from these days, besides the ones we've already talked about so far?
You know, I'm always looking at for new locations, always. Mm-hmm. Greece is also another one that I do tours there, and I think that's really a wonderful location. People are also loving Sicily, which I love, and we were just saying it might be because of White Lotus, but I think it's also, you know, I think Sicily has fantastic food. And the location I have there is
beautiful. It is so
too
different. People, they think Italy and Sicily, the foods
two totally
are
different
really
cuisines.
Yeah.
I know. But you know the other thing? I want to do some that are a little off the beaten path, like the southern part of Portugal, which is so beautiful. And, you know, also outside of the Douro River where, you know, close to Porto in northern Portugal, some of those places. And one of the favorites, believe it or not, that people love is Rioja, the northern part of Spain. I have so many people that want to go to Rioja. They want to go to Bilbao because that's where we start, and they can go to the Guggenheim Museum. But also then we spend a week in the wine country
in Spain.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Joanne, listen, we can hear the enthusiasm. We know that will come through. That comes through with the cooking. We've got the Meyer lemon panna cotta with strawberries right now. That's
the
exciting.
Tours.
We've got the tours. Folks, you can keep up with Chef Joanne Weir yourself. The website's very easy to do that. It's just joanneweir.com and add an E to Joanne, joanneweir.com. And you can follow all our travels, tours, cooking, recipes, restaurants, everything going on. And by the way, as we mentioned, our team is going to post the Meyer lemon panna cotta with strawberry recipe for you to enjoy on our social media or on World Travel or at the website as well. So, Joanne, very nice reconnecting with you today. Best of luck to you and happy travels.
Thank you so much. You know what? You two are the best. Honestly, it's so fun to talk to you and talk to you about travel. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne.
Let's do a trip together sometime. Take care.
Okay, it's a deal.
All right, there goes. Love her.
Oh,
energy.
I love her energy and passion for travel and food.
And right now, folks, again, the Meyer Lemon Panna Cotta with strawberry is let us know what you think about that. And it's up on social media, and it will be on the website by Monday. All right, right now, thank you for being here with us, everyone, on this Saturday morning. We still have three more segments coming your way, including the Museum Gallery. But up next, we're going to send you back to Dallas with Rudy for The Right Stuff. This is RM World Travel, and we'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.